Barack Obama's Bind. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. No African-American candidate for president has gone as far as Barack Obama. Author Shelby Steele thinks he knows why.
There is today, I think, a rather profound hunger in white America to move beyond this racial divide that has plagued us since the beginning of our history as a nation.
But he titled his book about Obama, A Bound Man, because he thinks the candidate has so far not been willing to admit the real meaning of his candidacy.
Barack Obama has attended a black nationalist church for 20 years, an Afrocentric church that precedes every value it mentions. Precedes with the word black, blackness, blackness, blackness. Could he stand up in this church and say, listen, it was my Middle Western, middle class, white mother's values of responsibility and hard work that account for me being the fine young man you see today. It was not blackness.
Like Barack Obama, Shelby Steele has a black father and a white mother. Like Barack Obama, he's considered black, not white. But unlike Barack Obama, he thinks it makes no sense for a black person raised on white middle class values to embrace blackness as a legitimate goal.
The problem is that in an Afrocentric church, the focus is on identity as an agent of change, that blackness somehow in itself is going to help you advance. That's not how he advanced.
Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.